अध्याय विद मिडडे न्यूज। द हेडलाइंस, गवर्नमेंट टू सेट अप प्राइमरी एग्रीकल्चरल क्रेडिट सोसाइटीज इन अराउंड 2 लाख ग्राम पंचायत्स टू द नेक्स्ट 5 years। President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a 4-day visit to Odisha beginning today. Will witness world famous Rath Yatra in Puri tomorrow. Tamil Nadu police arrest 8 persons in connection with murder of state BSP chief K. Armstrong. Chief Minister M. K. Stalin directs police officials to probe the case expeditiously. Flood situation in Assam remains critical, affecting 24 lakh people in 30 districts. Reformist Masoud Pezeshkian wins runoff presidential election in Iran. And in cricket, India to take on host Zimbabwe in the first T20 international in Harare this afternoon. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah has said that the government will set up multi-purpose primary agricultural credit society PACS in around 2 lakh gram panchayats within the next 5 years. Mr. Shah announced this while addressing the Sahakar Se Samriddhi program held at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar on the occasion of the 102nd International Day of Cooperation.
इस देश में आज भी 2 लाख पंचायतें ऐसी हैं जहां एक भी कोऑपरेटिव संस्था नहीं है। हमने लक्ष्य रखा है अगले 5 साल में ये 2 लाख पंचायतों में मल्टी पर्पस पैक्स बनाने का काम हमने कोऑपरेटिव मूवमेंट की सोचनी चाहिए। अगर आप कोऑपरेटिव मूवमेंट को मजबूत करोगे तो सारे कोऑपरेटिव मूवमेंट के साथ जुड़े हुए किसान आपको बार बार चुनकर लाएंगे।
Emphasizing on economic cooperation among cooperatives, Mr. Shah urged all the district and state cooperatives of the country to conduct the financial transactions only in cooperative banks in order to strengthen the cooperative bank network. Talking about the several initiatives taken by the central government for the empowerment of the cooperative sector in the country, Mr. Shah stressed on expanding the cooperative network that make cooperatives viable. On the occasion, the minister launched the Gujarat government's special assistance scheme for farmers on the purchase of nano urea. Mr. Shah also virtually inaugurated Amul's first organic store in Delhi and also launched Bharat Organic Atta, produced by the National Cooperative Organics Limited, NCOL, during the event. He appealed to the people to buy products from the two brands.
Organic food ko badhawa dene ke liye aur organic food ka utpadan karne wale kisano ko uchit mulya mil jaye, munafa mil jaye, iske liye aaj NCOL ke dwara Bharat Organic Atta ka lokarpan hua hai. Main appeal karna chahta hu, ek Bharat Organic jo NCOL ka hai aur dusra Amul, ye dono vishwasniya brand hai. Main desh bhar ke logo ko appeal karna chahta hu, aap vishwas kar kar दोनों ब्रांड खरीदें, ये 100% ऑर्गेनिक है।
Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel lauded the efforts of the central government in strengthening the primary cooperatives and encouraging the use of technology in the cooperative sector. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 4-day visit to Odisha beginning today. The president will attend an event marking the 96th death anniversary of Utkalmani Pandit Gop Bandhu Das at Bhubaneswar this evening. Tomorrow, President Murmu will witness the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan to be held tomorrow at the holy coastal town of Puri. During a visit, the President will visit Udaygiri and Khandagiri caves at Bhubaneswar and interact with the students of Vibhuti Kanungo College of Art and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture on Monday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the future of the country is determined by the youth, and the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will lead a country towards the vision of a developed nation. He said that the country has a good environment for the youth to grow and they can develop the interest and talent in India. The Vice President was addressing the 12th graduation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology in Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala today. Mr. Dhankar said that a country is developing and the global organizations like the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank had acknowledged it. He further appreciated the efforts of ISRO in taking the space sector to greater heights that helped in improving foreign relations and improving life of people at large. Tamil Nadu police have arrested 8 persons in connection with the murder of state Bahujan Samaj Party's BSP chief K. Armstrong. The 52-year-old leader was killed outside his house at Chennai yesterday. The state police in a statement said 10 exclusive teams have been formed to nab all the culprits involved in the case. Meanwhile, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has ordered the police officers to investigate the murder of state Bahujan Samaj Party's BSP Chief K. Armstrong expeditiously and bring the culprits to justice as per the law. Expressing shock and deep sadness, Mr. Stalin offered condolences to the bereaved family and party. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said the police have arrested those involved in the murder within hours of the brutal attack. Leaders cutting across party lines have demanded speedy action from the state government. BSP Chief Mayawati is expected to pay respects to the mortal remains of Tamil Nadu BSP Chief tomorrow in Chennai. In a social media post, Ms. Mayawati said that the murder was highly deplorable and condemnable and demanded punishment for the guilty. Talking to media in Chennai today, Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan condemned the incident and blamed the DMK government for failing to maintain the law and order in the state.
I strongly condemn this incident. As a national party state president, he is unable to survive because of the law and order situation in Tamil Nadu. The DMK government is totally failure to maintain the law and order situation. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister is controlling his police department and Home Ministry is with him. He is unable to control the police or he is unable to control the law and order situation. State president, he is murdered, he don't have the security or he don't have the safety. Where the state is going, what kind of security they may get?
The mortal remains of the slain leader have been kept at the Rajiv Gandhi General Hospital, Chennai, and are expected to be handed over to the family. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light and moderate rainfall over northwest, central, east and northeast India during the next 5 days. Heavy rainfall is likely over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till the 9th of this month. Met Department has predicted heavy rain in Punjab and West Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely over Kerala, Lakshadweep, coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa, and Gujarat through the next 5 days. In Assam, normal life has been disrupted due to the second wave of floods. Over 24 lakh people in 30 districts are reeling under the fury of floods. However, no death has been reported in the last 24 hours. The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places in Upper Assam. Our correspondent has the details.
47,000 flooded people are taking shelter at government-run temporary relief camps in Assam. District administrations are distributing rice, dal, salt, oil to affected people. Surging water caused damages to several roads, bridges, embankments and culverts at multiple places. Guwahati city has also witnessed water logging in the last 48 hours due to incessant rains. Meanwhile, the Kaziranga National Park Authority has rescued nearly 100 wild animals so far, while around 90 animals died due to floods. Manas Patim Sharma, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
In Uttarakhand, landslides triggered by heavy rains at various places have affected vehicle movement. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rains in the state till tomorrow. We have more details from a correspondent.
Normal life is being affected due to continuous rains in Uttarakhand. In the Chamoli district, the Badrinath National Highway is repeatedly blocked for various movement due to landslide at various places. The Drudripya Gaurikund National Highway is blocked at Dolia Devi near Fata. Efforts are being made to open them due to heavy rains on the Uttarkashi. The district administration has put a stay on the Gurmukh visit. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rain in all the district of the Kumaon region and Pauri and Chamoli district in the Garhwal region till tomorrow. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News,
Dehradun. Heavy rains continue to lash South Gujarat region for the last 3 days. More than 6 tehsils of South Gujarat region received more than 4 inches of rainfall to the last 24 hours, leading to waterlogging in many places. Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been temporarily suspended on both routes to the cave shrine in South Kashmir Himalayas as a precautionary measure today due to heavy overnight drizzle. The Yatra has been suspended along Pehelgam route in Anantnag district and on the shortest but steep Baltal route in Gandharbal district. However, the chopper services were continuing normally till the reports last came in. The pilgrimage is likely to be resumed tomorrow in the wee hours when the weather improves. In Assam, the Sampurnata Abhiyan has been implemented at different aspirational districts in the state. As part of the initiative, various events have been organized today at Baksa district. An awareness rally was held this morning by the Speaker of the Bodoland Territorial Council, Kathiram Boro, and District Commissioner Krishna Barua. In some international news, Iran's reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian has won the runoff presidential election. He defeated ultra-conservative Saeed Jalili. Pezeshkian received over 16 million of the total 30 million votes in the runoff election, voting for which was held yesterday with two top contenders. During his campaign, Pezeshkian promised to open up Iran to the world and negotiate a nuclear deal with Western countries to remove sanctions and improve the economy. On the other hand, Jalili advocated to deepen Iran's ties to Russia and China. Iran's 14th presidential election, which had initially been set up for 2025, was rescheduled following the unexpected death of President Ebrahim Raisi in a helicopter crash on the 19th of May this year. Nepal's Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal will seek a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives on the 12th of this month. The Prime Minister sent a letter to the Parliament Secretariat asking it to make arrangements for the vote. Communist Party of Nepal, Unified Marxist-Leninist, the largest party in the Dahal government, withdrew its support on Wednesday following a deal with the Nepali Congress to form a new coalition. The Health Minister has clarified the news of deferment of the NEET UG counselling is incorrect as the date for counselling has not been notified yet. The clarification came amid media reports regarding deferment of the NEET UG counselling. Birth anniversary of Bharatiya Jan Sangh founder Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee has been observed today. Dr. Mukherjee founded the Bharatiya Jan Sangh in 1951, which was later renamed as the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, in 1980. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have paid tribute to Bharatiya Jan Sangh founder on the occasion. The country is paying tribute to former Deputy Prime Minister Babu Jagjivan Ram on his 30th death anniversary today. Former Lok Sabha Speaker and daughter of Babu Jagjivan Ram, Meera Kumar, paid floral tribute to Babu Jagjivan Ram with family at the Samta Stal in New Delhi this morning. Babu Jagjivan Ram played a crucial role in the freedom struggle. On to sports. After the euphoric T20 World Cup victory, Indian men's cricket team will be back with a young brigade led by Shubman Gill taking on host Zimbabwe in Harare this afternoon. It will be the first match of the five-match series between the two teams. The match will begin at 4:30 p.m. Indian time. This will be the first T20 international series after the retirement of legendary Indian trio of Rohit, Kohli and Jadeja from the short format. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on German pair of Hendrik Jebens and Konstantin Frenzen in the second round of the men's doubles in London this evening. The second seed Indian-Australian duo defeated all Dutch combination Sander Arens and Robin Haas in the first round on Wednesday. In football, England will face informed Switzerland in the quarterfinal of the Euro Cup 2024 at the Dusseldorf Arena in Germany tonight at 9:30 Indian Standard Time. In another fixture at 12:30 IST tonight, Netherlands will face Turkey in Berlin. Yesterday, Spain stormed into the semifinals, defeating host Germany 2-1 in the quarterfinals in Stuttgart. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government to set up primary agricultural credit societies in around 2 lakh gram panchayats to the next 5 years. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a 4-day visit to Odisha beginning today. Will witness world-famous Rath Yatra in Puri tomorrow. Tamil Nadu police arrest 8 persons in connection with murder of state DSP chief K. Armstrong. Chief Minister M. K. Stalin directs police officials to probe the case expeditiously. Flood situation in Assam remains critical, affecting 24 lakh people in 30 districts. Reformist Masoud Pezeshkian wins runoff presidential election in Iran. And in cricket, India to take on host Zimbabwe in the first T20 international in Harare this afternoon. And with that, we end the Midday News.